It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me tonight is Pastor Phineas Mongwiro. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our question for today is, how important is it for us to share faith with others?
Well, it's a very important question. I think it charts the course for our mandate as Christians, our mission. Firstly, let me start off by saying that God loves his people. God loves his people, and he wants his people to be saved. You know, we see that, we get that from John chapter 3:16. And God did everything so that people may be saved. So for us, as those that of the Christian faith, it is also important to partner with God in the business of the salvation of souls. It is God's business, and it should be our business, because God expects us to do that. And also, it is God's will. God's will and desire is that he be with his people forever. So when we share our faith with others, we are just carrying out God's will on the earth. And of course, God has got his own ways. If we do not do it, God will find ways of doing it. But it is his will, and we need to do God's will. And the other thing is that we have been made watchmen, spiritual watchmen, like if you go to Ezekiel 33. And it is our duty as watchmen to warn the dying souls, to reach out to them, to help them to realize what they should be expecting and what they should be doing. And something scary, I found something scary from this Ezekiel chapter, which tells me that if I do not do it, the blood of these people that I was supposed to have warned will be on me. So I have to do it just to save my life. So it's very important that I do it as a way of saving my life, but also, like I said, we do it as a way of expressing our love to humanity. You know, if you have a good thing, you came across a good thing, you should not keep it yourself. Share it, spread it. And the only way we can say thank you to God for all what he did for us is also to share our faith with others so that they may also be saved. And besides, Jesus Christ gave us some work to do. Matthew 28, you know, the Great Commission, gave us some work to do. And we have no choice. We have no option. We just have to share our faith with others. If we are to be obedient to what Jesus instructed us to do.
Yeah.
So, right, number one, like I said, God loves people, and he wants to be with them for eternity. We must partner with God in the business of the salvation of souls. And how do we do it? We do it by sharing what we know of our faith with others. And you know what? The more you share, the more you even get better. You know, use of anything brings perfection. It brings, it helps you to even grow better in that area.
Mm.
So God wants us to share so that other people may be saved. And also, from a selfish point of view, I have to do it to save my life. For if I do not do it, the Bible said, their blood will be on me. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. What a way to close it. All right. Do it. Otherwise, their blood will be on you. It's a way to close it. Thank you very much, Mpudisi. Appreciate it. I think that for me, that sums it all up. That last part there, if you don't do it, their blood will be... Oh! Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mpudisi. Have a wonderful Sabbath, Mpudisi. Enjoy it. Goodbye.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.